Welcome to GamerCast. This is episode 97. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and this is episode 97.
Broadcasted to you.
GamerCast, which is a day late.
Because I was in North Wales and it was snowing and it was cold and wet and rainy and didn't get back in time. Ooh, which was annoying.
That's the trouble when we have a underdeveloped transport infrastructure.
Yes. And no weather controlling apparatus in the government.
Well, let's try and be realistic, Adam. We can make cars and trains and planes which work. We can't control the weather. Or motorbikes. We can't make motorbikes that work either.
We can have guys in balloons chucking sand out.
No, we want to actually get somewhere sometime this century and not rely on your balloons trying to like make it rain or something.
Okay then.
You know, I know. If we go up to the clouds and say, rain, it might rain.
It rained well today. I didn't get soaked, but I got rained on my bike.
It was raining really hard here yesterday.
Yeah.
I was a walking puddle by the time I got to work.
See, that's the good thing is, everybody walks into work and they're all soggy and they've got their umbrellas, and I just strolled in and I'm kind of like, yep, yeah, I'm soaking wet through, but I'm wearing endurance gear, so I'm nice and dry on the inside, but very warm. I make sure I don't take my helmet off until I enter the hangar, because I don't want to get wet.
Yeah, but you also pollute the environment.
Yes, it's great.
So you just walk down wearing your stuff.
With my crash helmet on.
Yeah.
Like Stig out of Top Gear.
Didn't do that, we'll have to pay the BBC.
Yeah. The Stag. From Top Shift.
According to Zagnut, who apparently is from Canada, says, "Come to Canada, we don't pussy around when it snows. Neither do we, thank you very much."
Actually, I'm going to Canada beginning of next year with my girlfriend. We're going to go visit some of our friends who are emigrating to Canada. He's a computer website developer.
You're going the wrong way to do that sort of stuff.
He's got offered a job.
You need to go to India and China.
He's been offered a good job with high pay.
So yeah, where's my job then? Give me some money. Get him to get me a job. I'll remote desktop to Canada.
Yeah. I'm going out there to go visit him and we can go snowboarding. I love snow. It wasn't the fact that it was snowing. We had a tiny little bit of snow. It was just the fact that there was lots of rain and lots of traffic and lots of... Bleh. But yeah, Canada.
Double the size of all the motorways.
Yeah.
Built some motorways.
You have to realise, though, I was in Wales. Wales is like Canada, but without the roads.
It has one road connecting Swansea, Cardiff and Newport, and then that's it.
Yeah, and then you got to go across a bridge that's tolled. Luckily you don't have to pay to get out, but you got to pay to get in the place, which my girlfriend hates because she says I have to pay to get into my own country.
Well no, it's because a bridge is privately owned
and it needs to be paid for, and I think it probably has been paid for and is making a profit.
Okay, let's nationalise the bridge.
Yeah. I was going to get to something. So yeah, that's the reason why the show has been put back a day. Have we told them about next week?
Yeah, next week there won't be an episode.
Next week there won't be an episode because Paul is...
skiving off.
Disappearing to Newport, I imagine.
Nope.
Doing something else? Is she coming over?
Nope.
Going on holiday?
Nope.
You're building something?
Nope.
You're doing something on the PC?
Nope.
You have to work all day Sunday?
Nope.
I'm getting intrigued. You're building a full die-cast plastic Master Chief suit.
Nope.
But that would be cool. What are you doing?
I am trying to get elected.
Oh yeah, you're going to go try and get elected.
We'll get selected, not elected, yeah.
Going to be part of the selected few. That's going to be cool. Sweet.
Yes, so anybody wishing to support my cause, I suggest you join the Labour Party immediately, fill in your details as living in Yeovil, and then you can vote for me. Thank you. Or in fact, you probably won't get your membership card in time to be able to vote anyway.
Vote Paul. I am not a criminal.
What? Vote Paul. I am not a criminal.
Is that president, you know, with the
what,
nose?
Nixon.
Yeah, and he always does the V's and goes, I am not a criminal.
Nixon should be arrested and thrown in jail.
I thought he's dead.
I don't care if he's dead or not. Put him in jail.
I did like him in Futurama, where he tries to take over the world with a robotic body. It's great. People are probably thinking that we've don't have anything to talk about. We actually have stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we actually did some research for 5 or 10 minutes to find some stuff to talk about.
Should we get on with it and then we can blab on later?
No, let's continue talking about how much of a pillar Nixon is. Is or was slash and or whatever.
I have found it is not a movie that has been released as in movie cinema, but one of those movies where they go straight to DVD. But there is
Like Starship Troopers 2.
Yeah, stuff like that. Futurama, the movie. Which is quite cool.
What is it? Just like 3 episodes merged together?
Probably. Or they put a little bit extra oomph into it. But I imagine they didn't want to go for 2 movies, considering the fact they just did the Simpsons movie. They either want to just come bashing out with the Futurama one.
Futurama.
Someone in the chat room has just told us that Paul doesn't become commander of the European Alliance until season 13.
And it's, I'm not a crook, not a criminal.
Cool. I am not a crook.
Stop misquoting Nixon.
I am
not. And The Simpsons, where you probably got it from anyway.
Yeah, it's probably someone else's misquote and I'm just copying
them. See, in Britain, everything we know about America comes from The Simpsons. If they talk about it in The Simpsons, we know about it. Otherwise, we don't have a clue.
That's why we've rewritten all of our Bibles to say Jeebus.
Don't do that. I just did a quite anti-religious post on my blog, and I've already got a few nice comments about it.
Oh, cool. I
must admit, I have not got any death threats yet. I'm disappointed. Because I'm not doing my job good enough unless I'm getting death threats.
I'm kind of curious though. How many episodes would be in a season?
Depends what it is. What are we talking about?
Our podcast. Do we have seasons?
We have years.
Yeah.
I've divided them into years. We've got Gimmercast 2005, 2006, and 2007.
So we're in our third year.
Mm-hmm. We had, like, I don't know, maybe 10 episodes in 6 to 10 episodes in 2005.
Yeah. So we're in season 3. Right. First thing?
Yeah, get on with it.
Yay.
We didn't have any letters.
Boo.
We didn't.
Green has gone black.
Black like the night of day. Mother used to lock me in the cellar and feed me pins. What's for tea, Mother? Pins on toast. What are you talking about?
I'm keeping the air filled.
Right, okay. Anyway, so no letters this week. If you want to send us some letters...
I don't make it past season 5. I get shot. Do I die or do I just get shot?
Just ignore him, okay? He's a bad influence.
I better get paid.
Letters, dude. You can send letters to us by using the blog or like feedback to us. Just comment on an episode of your choice, hopefully related to that episode. But if not, you can email us at feedback@gamercast.net.
Oh,
which
yeah.
I suggest you do, especially because I've now set up a new funky email system, which I've monitored how much bandwidth it's taken up, and it's taken up too much bandwidth. I like used all of my monthly balance on my like my bandwidth like allowance on the phone instead of like 2 days. So maybe I have to get some more bandwidth.
Ouch.
Because otherwise it's like £3 a megabyte.
Yep.
Anyway, a few news items caught Adam's eye, such as
Sony slashes PlayStation 3 development kit costs.
Sony, yep, they did this because nobody is developing for them.
They've also included some new
tools. So now you can get one for the cheap price of €7,500.
Or $10,250. Or 950,000 yen.
Yeah, I don't think we've got any Japanese listeners.
No. Konnichiwa.
So that's about 5,000 quid, basically.
We have some Chinese ones, but they're probably bots. Ni hao ma, mo wo jiao yong dong Adam.
What?
And just said, hello, how are you? My name is Adam.
Yeah.
Wo jiao yong dong.
And the show is in
English.
English. Okay?
Yes. Right.
So don't confuse. Just think, in the future, give it a couple of years' time, and there will be search engines which can index the content of podcasts. You've just broken the search engine which is going to index this show.
Yay.
You've just broken it.
Where there'll be this massive, like, reconstruction. What happened to episode 97? They have the full collection apart from 97. It's all because Adam was speaking in Chinese. The Chinese have got it.
Yeah, guten Tag, man.
Well, yeah, I'd be really pissed off if it was like everyone went to war because they wanted episode 97. Because the Chinese have got it.
No, nobody has this episode yet, actually.
In the future. All I can hear is that blinging noise from the Wii downstairs.
Well, just ignore it.
Well, it sounds like they're playing Mario with all the other sound cut off.
No, it's not Mario.
I want to play Mario.
We don't have Mario.
I have found that Mario is...
You're supposed to be talking about development kits being cut in price. Okay.
Development kits have been cut in price.
Thank you.
A similar cut in the timeline of PlayStation 2, so they are trying to push moving out.
Basically, they wanted to make money off everybody before they had to lower the cost. Let's have the cost up for a couple of years, and then we'll drop it down.
In support,
even though there's no reason whatsoever.
In support of this, they've also been adding some development features, as in debugging tools.
Oh, debugging
and
tools things
Pro
which should
GG,
be with it anyway.
As well as SN Tool Suite. So it sounds like
I laugh at their pitiful development tools. I have the ultimate development tool.
C++?
C++ is a language. Visual Studio is the ultimate developer tool.
But yeah, it sounds like they're trying to make up for what they got wrong the first time around, which is good for Sony's perspective, but also shows the lacking of getting things right the first time. Shows how rushed PS3 was. But yeah, for developers, I must admit, it means they probably feel better about the fact they're paying a less price for making a Sony game. But
not that 10 grand is a lot, considering some games have a budget of 10 million.
But yeah, not too bad. You wanted to do next one, didn't you? You saw.
Oh, what, PlayStation 3 problems with Pro Evolution Soccer 2008?
Yes.
Yeah, the 2008 version of Pro Evolution Soccer on the PlayStation 3 has problems.
It's got problems.
Yeah, so basically, if you've got an Xbox 360, Konami recommend you buy it on the Xbox.
Because they've stated that the problems are... Is this the one with high-definition TVs?
Yeah, it's... There's problems with online playing and with, like, freezes and stuttering, basically.
And they were saying something about the fact that to stop this, you should switch your console to high-definition mode and plug it into a HD TV.
Or buy the 360 version.
Yeah.
Of course, they're working on a patch, but why release the game if it's in that state? Put it back a month. Give the developers an extra couple of weeks, get it all fixed. Yes, it pushes the street date back, which puts it out of alignment with everything else, but just do that. Because a lot of PlayStation 3 owners do not have their machine hooked up online. It's not like the Xbox where 80% of machines are online. it's a minority of machines with PlayStation 3.
Because nobody puts their PlayStation 2 online unless they've got a reason to be doing
it. Yeah, like the Blu-ray player doesn't work, so we need to patch that. Where? Oh, I just bought a 400 quid Blu-ray player, and now I've got to like buy broadband to get it to work.
Where if you look at people like Xbox 360 owners, even if they're not going to play it online, they still have the ability for content, even the free content, trailers and demos.
Oh yeah, stuff like that, PlayStation 3, but it's just not as good.
So yeah, poor PlayStation 3, poor Evo. I feel sorry for the football fans who own
PlayStation 3.
Yeah. This next one I saw, Singapore have unbanned, after they banned, Mass Effect. Media development authorities have had a rethink on the girl-on-girl scene where they were...
One of them was an alien thing.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. One was a human girl and one was an alien girl.
Oh, that's probably what annoyed them, wasn't it?
Yeah, a love scene going on.
Interspecies mingling.
But they were also... Like a dig had been made about it by the fact that they were continuously banning games that had sexual content in them and nudity because they had previously banned Gods of War 2 and something else. I can't remember what it was. But yet they will allow games that have a high content of blood, gore and violence to come
through. Well, that's perfectly healthy, isn't it? That's normal.
Yeah.
So you're allowed that sort of
nudity
stuff.
And sex are not seen as good things on games in...
No, you're allowed to kill hundreds of people.
Yeah. Mass genocide, but...
That's yeah. Cool, but...
Girls' boots fall out. Oh my God, ban it. Oh God, no. Can't see the titties. Even if they're alien ones, with weird tentacle things and stuff. Not that there is a Mass Effect, but it could be extreme long nipples. Poking your eyes out. I'm getting freaky.
Yeah, let's not go there, dude.
Yeah, so they've unbanned it because of something to do with...
Something to do with what?
Oh, sorry, I was looking in the chat room then. It's to do with the Board of Film Censors statement saying that... it would be creating a games classification system in January that would identify classify in the interim. It would be selectively
using game ratings to enable highly anticipated games to be launched in Singapore,
basically stopping this from happening again, because basically they don't know what to do with the classification for games that have this sort of content in, hence the only way around it is to ban them. So they're unbanning this game because of its probably maybe its release date or the fact that they know that it will be put into a slot and this will be sorted. I think this has happened enough that people are jumping
up and down.
Just
cut the scene out of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares?
But yeah.
It's not going to make somebody not buy the game, not having some lesbian interspecies thing going on.
I like the fact that this has come up and it's been banned, unbanned, the problem has been solved. Fair enough, it's a different... Singapore is a completely different country, different culture. You have to respect their views and the fact that maybe they don't want them to be doing this, that and the other. But at least it's not like some parent going, oh, well, my son's a complete and utter moron and he likes...
Oh, what parents
killing,
say that?
Killing people, and I blame it all on the games. He's been playing Unreal Tournament and then he went outside and... shot everybody with a shotgun. It's got nothing to do with the fact that he was mentally unstable and the fact his father left a shotgun laying around the house. It's at least it's not one of those moments where we've had someone get killed and it's all been blamed on video gaming.
What, people will get killed by watching a lesbian interspecies sex scene?
Well, it could happen. Some girl decides that she really likes other girls, so she makes her girlfriend dress up as an alien, paints her body completely and utterly purple, and then she dies in asphyxiation because she didn't leave a tiny space on her back for her skin to breathe. You know, like in Goldfinger.
Too bad.
Goldfinger. So I suppose death could happen. So well, yes, if you are gay and you're a lesbian and you play Mass Effect because you're a gamer and you like that scene, you want to reenact it in your own time. If the girl who is an alien is a different colour, do not spray paint your girlfriend unless you leave a small area for her skin to breathe, otherwise she might die, and then it will all be sad, and then the game will get banned in UK or in any other country.
Right, can I just make a few comments?
Oh, go for it. I know you're dying to.
One.
Shall I just take your notes?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm taking notes. One.
the concept of the state interfering in this just seems unnecessary to me.
I think it's the people that... It's the people who would be looking at films and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't even see the point of that either.
I think it's the fact they don't... They know that they should be doing it, but they don't know who should be looking at it. The people who are looking at it are going,
well,
whoa!
I'm also talking about the UK.
Oh, the UK.
Because unfortunately in the UK, Thatcher, or the Thatcher government, passed the 1984 rating requirement law, which gave the BBC, the BBFC rather, the British Broadcasting, no, British Board of Film Classification. That's it, I've got to stop thinking of BBC. They gave them the power to rate games, well, rate films back then, and so on. And that became law in that retailers couldn't sell people under that age those films. Which games also got crept into that umbrella as well, which is, you know, obviously an easier thing to do than spinning off something else to do it. I just think it's totally unnecessary. In the United States, for example, doing that would be unconstitutional. Because a state is interfering in an individual's rights to buy something. It should be down to the parents to decide what they're...
Well,
leave it to the parents, especially now, because now you've got Windows Vista, you've got Xbox 360, they have parental controls built in.
Yeah.
So parents don't have to like spy on their kids to do it. They can just set the machines not to play any games of ratings they don't want. The state doesn't need to interfere in it.
So if there's the classification that's built into the game, for the Xbox 360, for the parent control system, there is a level of content so that your 12-year-old won't be able to play something that's got blood and gore in it. Or if it's got the ability to have something turned off, you will turn it off. Now, obviously that classification will be in some form in the UK. Will it be in America? Will they be saying, you know, that kid who can't play on his Xbox 360, can he still go out and buy the game?
Yeah.
He can still go out there and buy that game even though he's 12. There's no age rating system built in there.
There's an age rating system in the United States, but it isn't enforced by...
Retail.
The law upon the retailers not to sell
things
to...
But it is on cinema.
I don't know what the situation with cinema is.
I know that cinema is certain films...
Because in the US,
They can get in, but they have to be under a certain age on certification. They have to be accompanied by an adult.
Yeah.
To say that their guardian says that, yes, this film is okay.
Yeah, but with games, that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I just don't see why the state needs to interfere in it. Parents can, you know, they've got the tools necessary with games, at least, not with DVDs, but eventually that technology will roll out. They've got the ability to do that.
Mm.
And the state doesn't have to interfere, it doesn't have to stick its nose into everybody's business. You know, because personally, what I let my kids do in my house, my kids which are don't exist yet, it's my business.
Yeah.
If I don't mind them playing Doom 2, like for example, to like use some sort of metaphor with me, who else is business? I can.
I know what you mean. It's not. We don't have to live 100%. We've been surviving this long.
My kid knows it is allowed to go and play Doom 2 or whatever. I don't want the shop saying, "Oh, you're not allowed to buy it." Because then I have to go over there, buy the game, even though I know what he's doing, because I know what's going on.
Yeah, I fully agree with you, because my dad wanted to take...
Oh, now you fully agree. You didn't agree with me before.
No, you finalized your point. There needs to be something there, but it needs to be in the control of the parent to the point that it's the parent's choice, not retailer's choice. Yeah, I would agree with you on that. And I must admit, as a point, when I was younger, when RoboCop came out at the cinema, I saw the trailers. I really wanted to see it. My dad really wanted to see it. And my dad really wanted to take me to see it. But I was underage, and I was at an age where my dad would never be able to get me in as for what it came out. I think it came out as an 18, actually. So there was no way I could get in. I don't even think I could have gotten in as a 15. But as soon as it came out to rent, my dad went and rented it. And we sat down and enjoyed that film together.
Exactly. There's a case of the state interfering in you and your dad's business for no reason, really, being, oh no, this you saw RoboCop kill a bunch of actors.
Yeah.
So what? It's fake, it's not real. Kids know that, they're not stupid.
It gave me nightmares for a week, but I knew that it wasn't real.
There's nothing wrong with nightmares. It's good, healthy. You need to have nightmares because it helps build up your whatever. Your I don't really know what I'm talking about, whatever. No. I just don't like the state interfering for no reason.
Okay, next on the list.
So yeah.
Okay, New York.
Two.
Oh yeah, you still got more points. That was number one. I've written it all down. My hand is full of ink.
Good. Two. And your arm.
Yeah.
Two, you need to support me in getting rid of this BBFC nonsense. Because Peggy is just like an advisory rating, which is what it should be, an advisory rating.
I think really that what they need to do is they need to...
I don't like BBFC. I don't.
They need to have...
Their logos look terrible.
They need to have a multi-content advisory system to be on it. So that you're advising...
This game contains RoboCop killing people.
So you know, like, yeah,
killing bad people, which makes it good.
Where they've got the little symbols saying what content is in here, if it's science fiction, it's historical violence, or it's a puzzle, stuff like that. So the person knows what the content's
of the game. Oh no, this game has a puzzle in it. Ban it. The kids will explode.
You know what I mean? For the parent, they look at the back and they go, oh, it's a puzzle game. Oh, he hates puzzle games. No, he won't like that. It's a racing game, but there is some blood and gore, people being ran over. Yeah, I'm not that fussed by it. It's a video game. And then it says, ooh, it's for requires someone who's very like 15-year-old, and you're looking at an 8-year-old in sense of skill. You know, an 8-year-old may find this a little bit as a complicated game or something like that, or elements of the game may be uninteresting to an 8-year-old compared to someone.
Yeah, the trouble with that is half the box we covered in your new advisory system.
You know, just in the bottom where they have it, where you've got the Peggy that says the age range, and it's more the sense of the type of game people it's aimed at. And then you've got I've seen them on a couple of PC games where you have these little symbols saying what type it is.
Well, no, you have, I'll show you what it is. In my parental control system.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to let me in because I don't have a standard user account. Oh yeah, I do. I've got ASP.NET, I'll do.
ASP.NET.
So, for example.
For example.
Well, yeah, the Peggy system has like things like violence and things like that built in. So, oh, I don't have mine set to Peggy, but yeah, you can select things you don't want. Drug and alcohol reference. Don't my kids playing that. Comic mischief. Oh, man, that's way out there. They're not allowed that.
Just make sure you hit cancel afterwards, or you can, some of your stuff's not going to work.
My ASP.NET user will be destroyed. Use of tobacco. And, you know, it's got things like that.
Yeah. And then you've got those symbols that are up at the top as well.
Yeah, you've got the regular, just normal age rating.
Mature, adults, early child, everyone.
But this is, I'm using the ESRB, which is the rating system in North America. Because I don't really want to change it.
But, yeah, I suppose.
Anyway, this is Sonic Adams keen on.
Passengers. I will be done.
Don't worry, my computer's just exploding. I'm running beta software.
Right, a new action game, but the PC. Is it multi-title? Yeah, it is multi-title. It'll be coming out...
Xbox 360, PS3, PS2, Wii, Nintendo DS, and PC.
Carry on. This game is being multi-released because there's something strange in your neighborhood. Who are you going to call?
Paul Smith. Guy who blogs a lot and moans about everything.
Yes.
And I'll moan about it on my blog. There's something strange in someone's neighbourhood. It's unacceptable. We need to ban this and destroy it.
Serena are releasing the official...
Serena?
Not Serena.
Sierra.
Sierra. Sorry, I deal with a company called Serena that makes software for the company I work for.
What, Augusta Westlands?
Yeah. Serena make a...
Are you directly employed by them now?
I've always been directly
employed. Yeah, because it's Rudis, which is... He's an agency guy.
Yeah, he's been an agency.
It's unacceptable.
I was temp for about 2 weeks.
Oh, look, this Adam, he's this nerd guy who's got this, like... He's... Yeah, I know what it is. He's got a Thundercats t-shirt. Okay, we need to make him in charge of this place.
Thundercats hole. Yeah, they got the rights to make the official Ghostbuster
game.
But it, from the looks of it, it's going back old school. So instead of it being...
Okay, carry on. I think Soundforge just froze for a second there.
Okay. Ghostbusters, we're talking 1989 sort of thing, the game will be written by Dan Aykroyd and...
Hey, Dan Aykroyd, FTW.
And Harold Ramis. And it will take place in New York City, early 1990s.
We've butchered that name.
Yes, I have. It looks like they're going back to the old school.
Set in New York, 1990, paranormal activities once again afoot. Everyone runs around, scientists hook up with their latest radical thing, and they get their proton packs out and they zap stuff.
Exactly. It's old school. It's not like some of the new things where it's been rehashed for cartoons and stuff like this. So don't worry, it's not the new Ghostbusters or this.
No,
or
it was the real Ghostbusters, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The real Ghostbusters. And what's his name? The green dude is like on their side.
So this is going back, this is like the movies, this is classic Ghostbustering action. You know, they've shown some concept artwork and it's got them shooting the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man as he's climbing up a building. So it's going to be released fourth quarter of 2008 in the US.
Okay, I'll see that when I believe that when I see it.
So this is one for the diaries to put in.
I bet it puts back to quarter two 2009.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
It's 50p down on that.
But we'll have to wait and see. It's nice that they're actually coming back because obviously there is, as far as I'm aware, there is nothing in the pipeworks for another Ghostbuster movie. And to be honest, there shouldn't be, considering the fact, unless you can get the original cast, it probably would be a bad sequel unless someone did it really well.
Yeah, you need the original cast unless it's like their kids. Now Ghostbusters and it's set in the future, which would be like, oh my god, this is so bad.
But
it's Egon's kid. You can just imagine it, like a kid walking around.
It's a bit like the Transformer game for the movie was crap. Most movie games are terrible in production quality because they've rushed out quick to match up with identicalness to the film. Now for this, with the fact the film was out when I was a kid, it's got complete free roaming to go for the fans and to be made well. To be honest, they should be doing this more often. I would be quite happy if they went out and made a decent Thundercat game or something like that that was for the fans. They made a Generation 1 Transformers game, which was
for
the fans.
Well, this is for the fans, isn't it? Because it was us who grew up with Ghostbusters.
So when you're not being
constrained... So now we've got money so they can flog us a game.
Yeah. Now you're constrained with... Because there's been loads of Ghostbuster games out through the times that were never that great, you know, the old platforms, but...
Yeah, like RoboCop versus Terminator.
Yeah. But at least now they don't have the constraints of a film studio going, ooh, we've got to get it out in time, we want it before the release so that you make more sales, or we want it just after so you don't ruin the film, and you've got to have this content, and this happens in the film, so you're going to do this, and you're thinking, God, how am I going to make a level around this thing? This is, you've got the basis of the film and you make what game you want to the film, like a sequel in a video game. So, like that, they've got the ability to be able to move along and have no constraints, which I prefer. It's a much better way of having a game based off a film without having to ruin something along the way and make a crap game in the process. So yeah, looking forward to that. Depends how it is. May not be my type of game, but we shall see. Something for the future. Right, next, something we saw, which is quite interesting.
Halo 3 add-on details have been announced.
Yep.
First map pack is called the...
Heroic map pack.
I want a legendary map pack. It's got three maps in it, 800 points, released on December 11th. But it will be made free to people to download in the spring.
So you pay to have it now or wait until spring?
Yes, same what they did with Halo 2 basically.
Yeah. Catherine's in the chat room.
She's been in there the whole time.
Has she? You haven't said anything. I can't tell because you keep covering it up.
Oh, well, get me two monitors. Yeah, bring your monitor up.
Dual screen. Yeah, we tried doing that at work because we have 24-inch monitors.
We should make like a DS out of it. It's a top screen. There's a bottom screen. We need to get a touchscreen for the bottom.
Actually, that would work because you can buy big widescreen monitors now, which are the touch sensor pen for the Wacom tablet. So you could put that on your thing, and it's like playing DS, and you're kind of like, ooh, yeah.
Or you could just get one with passive touch and just use your fingers.
Yeah.
And you just have to clean it every 10 seconds.
Polishing it.
Yeah, no, so I mean, Achilles is in the chat room as well.
Yo, Achilles. Bing. Yeah, so what are the maps that are actually being released?
I don't know.
It hasn't stated too much. It says the indoor maps and outdoor
it,
maps.
It does say in this article here. Standoff is an outdoor map designed for mid-sized games. Rat's Nest is an indoor map. And Foundry is an industrial warehouse level designed with the game's Forge mode in mind.
Cool.
And even better news. This is actually.
Sorry.
What?
I just realised that it's
7:15.
No, it's 2:15.
Quarter to two.
I took my watch off while we were talking. I put it back on, but I put it on upside down. I glanced at the log, went, "Ooh, whoa, hang on." That's me being a bit dumb. Sorry. I just found that funny.
Funny.
Yeah, Karen.
Anyway, so yeah, this was last week's news. It was released, this announcement, on the 9th, and I think, I'm not sure if I talked about it on last week's show briefly or not, but Sony have exited future cell development. I would like to say the reason why, in my opinion, that is because a cell is the worthless piece of junk processor ever conceived.
Is it what's inside the PS3?
Yeah. The cell was the thing which was like, oh, the motion engine, it can blah blah blah, do this blah blah blah, because the PlayStation 3 was originally going to be 3 cell processors. Then they replaced 2 with a GeForce, an NVIDIA GeForce graphics chip, because they realised the cell wasn't that good, and they just had the cell as the CPU in it. The cell is basically just a power PC core, so not exactly a fast computer, like fast processor, with a bunch of vector processors bolted on the side. A bunch of DSPs, basically.
I bet they were going down the pub drinking the sake and then realised they had to build a PlayStation 3 and just rush the damn thing out.
Well, the thing is, they always talked of cell up as being the, you know, the next big thing, and it would be, the cell will be in everything, like, and it would just, come on, look at the specs of this thing, it's not going to do anything. There are 2 companies called Intel and AMD. They dominate the processor market for a reason.
Sony have got to learn one big lesson: if it's not broke, don't fix it.
So yeah, they sold their cell development stake to Toshiba.
Toshiba.
And they're going to concentrate on CCDs and CMOS sensors, because apparently that's where the market is big now.
Yay. Okay.
Also, in the news, which Adam nearly wet himself over.
Yes. House of the Dead launches into the Wii.
Launches into the Wii.
Into the Wii.
Into the toilet.
Second and third games of the zombie shooter franchise compiled into release of Nintendo's consoles next spring.
Hang on a minute. Is this the second and third game?
Yeah, the first one.
So is this just a rehash?
Yeah, re-release.
They're just porting it to the Wii? Yeah. Come on, Sega. You can do better than that.
They can't, because they're on a contract with Xbox. House of the Dead 4 is going to be an Xbox 360 console game, as far as I'm aware. You can tell by looking at it, or the graphics on the the arcade machine. It's very, very good graphics, so you can, from the
yes,
looks
so
of it, it's going to be...
The Wii can handle that. The Wii is the most powerful machine ever conceived by Ken Kutaragi.
Stop lying through your teeth. I know you are.
I'm not lying through my teeth. I'm lying using my mouth.
Okay. So this one's going to be a multi-game put together of House of the Dead 2 and House of the Dead 3, which will be released on the Wii, using the Wii,
we know that.
The Wii Zapper. So it's going to be a bit like going up there with Resident Evil Chronicles, which will be using the Wii Zapper. Now, the Wii Zapper is...
What is the Wii Zapper?
Originally...
I know, wait. It's a zap gun. Zap, zap.
Well, the Nintendo Zapper was the original first laser gun out for the NES.
Hang on, was that the bazooka?
No, that was the handheld gun. The bazooka was for the SNES.
Oh, you said the NES, alright.
Yeah. So that's why it's called the Zapper. It's kind of a homage to the old school thing. Now, at E3, they did show a mock-up of the Wii Zapper, which basically was a gun that
piece
you
of
slid,
plastic.
Slid the remote on. They've now shown now that it's actually a cage that you clip a nunchuck, or it is a nunchuck attached to it. And I haven't seen the pictures well enough to actually see whether it comes off, but you do slide your own Wii remote onto it. Now, we have seen some other companies made extra peripherals and got them out ready. You've seen them on Play and stuff by other companies that have made their own version using the basic idea that they saw at E3. Now, the one that was at E3 has never been released. The Wii Zapper is actually the Nintendo official one. It's a different shape. They've changed it. But, like Mad Catz and all those companies have done, 4Gamers have brought out one, I believe, that is similar shape. So, if you don't like the shape, go look out there, because at the end of the day, it's going to be something that you attach it to, so you're not having to use two hands. You can hold it like a gun, and it gives you that better feel for shooting with a zap gun. At the same time, it is just a piece of plastic that holds it together, so the price will be brought down and you don't feel like you have to buy another add-on because of the fact that the Wii Remote can be used as a zap gun. So this has kind of appeal. Hopefully it will be worth it for the fact that you've got two games in there.
Two old games?
Yes, it is two old games. Myself, I'm liking it because both myself and my girlfriend do enjoy playing. Okay, something's just been thrown in front of my face and it looks really amazing. Don't move.
Cha-ching!
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, we got a picture of it now.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you very much, Catherine.
Go over the top.
I nearly wet myself when I saw that picture. It is so cool.
I know we're talking about the Wii, but you don't need to talk about that.
Yeah, we will talk about that. We're going to add it to the show notes. It's going to be that cool.
I had to wet myself, and you have to rush off.
Yeah, I must admit, it does look like it's actually got one added onto it now. But both myself and my girlfriend do enjoy playing House of the Dead whenever we go out and we find it in the arcade machines. So it's just simple. She likes it because she's not a gamer. She just likes the idea of point, shoot, kill zombies. It's fun.
Kill zombies?
Yeah.
Zombies are human beings.
They were, but now they're no longer. But the screenshot
come on, dude. If you're going to go down that route, you could make up anybody. Oh, he's no longer a human being. Look, that guy's got a funny walk. He's not a human being anymore. Let's kill him. Don't kill him, man.
He's the undead. But the thing that was shown, which I got quite
surely
excited about,
unalive.
Is the Wii game that's using the Wii with
undead.
The Wii Zapper is
Link Crossbow Training.
Yes.
Or Link's Crossbow Training, even.
So
Link is that bloke from
Legend of Zelda.
From Lord of the Rings with the bow and arrow.
No, it's Link from Legend of Zelda. So it's a 1999 game.
I thought the bloke from Legend of Zelda was Zelda.
No.
Who's Zelda?
Zelda is the princess, so it's the Legend of Zelda.
Legend of Princess.
So she is the Princess Zelda.
Right.
Have we
managed to overthrow her yet?
No, she's the princess you're supposed to be saving. It's normally...
Job I'm not playing that game.
A bad guy kidnaps her, and then you're the hero, and you've got to go in.
Oh, that's so Japanese. A bad guy kidnaps a princess. It's the same story in like Mario and everything else.
But as Catherine was saying, it's a whole new game, and it's just kind of like a little one. But the fact that you get it with the Zapper is quite cheap. It's quite a cool thing. So I think I'll definitely be getting that because I do like reusing the environment engine from. Twilight Princess, I'm presuming, so they'll be using the environment for that and just shooting with that, so it should be quite cool. Simple game to just play with.
Link is a really silly name.
It's a classic name, Link. But yeah, I like that. That's pretty cool. Definitely think I'll be getting that. It looks like it's being released on the 7th of December. So that's cool.
Look, I'm so excited.
Yeah, you are. But it's nice to have simple games and just be able to pick up and just do the whole shooty thing. So it looks like there's more
and
more stuff.
Well, that would be good, but you've got to turn the TV on.
Oh,
you've got to turn the Wii
stop.
On. You've got to turn the speakers on. And just you, by the time you've done all that, you just can't be bothered anymore.
But
that's why I like computers. They're just on.
You've still got to press the on button down there.
Fine, I'll just tell the boss to wake it up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, see, you've been shushed, and she says it looks fun.
I refuse to be shushed.
I like the fact that they are advertising a lot more stuff with the Wii Zapper, because I've been hoping that something would come out with the Wii Zapper after playing Play.
Yeah, Mario's combat training.
Yeah. With the fact you've got Ghost Squad, Sega's Ghost Squad, which is out on arcade, which I've played. You've got...
Nintendo's Terrorist Training Camp Simulator.
Link's Crossbow Training, Umbrella Chronicles, and you've got House of the Dead.
Halo 3?
No.
Okay.
You've been told that you most likely will play it if you were put in front of it.
If it was put in front of me...
You'll be playing it when you go up to Newport.
I would play it.
Yeah, you're going to be playing it at Christmas when you go up to Newport. See, I told you.
Am I going up to Christmas at Newport then?
I don't know. When you next see Catherine, she'll put it in front of you and you'll play it, and I'll be going, ha ha ha.
Fine, I refuse to play it. If you're going to laugh at me, I'll just go and play it.
I won't laugh at you, I'll just
you
compare
just
scores.
You just did?
We'll compare scores.
I'm upset now.
See if you can beat my scores.
I am upset.
Okay, I apologise.
You damn well better. Right, anyway. for those people who have, yeah, she's going home for Christmas, so ha ha. You're wrong. I win. Give me the money. Give me the 50p. Right, so yeah, for those people keeping track of Xbox Land, 5th birthday of Xbox Live was on Thursday. Or was it Wednesday? I don't know when it was. Last week. So I got my free game, because there was a free Xbox Live game released.
Do I get one?
Don't know, maybe.
I've got Xbox Live. I've subscribed to it now.
And apparently you get 500 points. So the last time I checked, I didn't have the 500 points yet, but that was only for people who's been with the service since the beginning.
Yeah.
And in addition, that's actually nothing to do with this. This is about Xbox. Yeah, so the new dashboard update on the 4th of December. I just went on that sidetrack.
Yeah.
They're going to start pushing down Xbox original games, which you can buy for like... I think it's 1,200 points to buy an Xbox One game, and they're going to have a few games up there initially, like Halo 1 and Fable and stuff like that, and you'll be able to download those games.
That's cool.
So that works out at about 12 quid a game. So if you could find a second hand one, you'd probably find it cheaper, but for those people who just can't find the games anymore, might be worth considering. But obviously they do run in emulation mode, and so they do have their odd issues like the games did for emulation anyway, so all the games won't be 100%.
But obviously they're going to be releasing the ones that they know work.
Yeah, that actually work and you can actually play them.
Yeah, so these are going to be... They will play as well as the Xbox 360 disc versions. All it is on your hard drive, not your disc.
And a lot of unpleasantness was surrounding achievements, in that people were expecting the games to have achievements put in them, but Microsoft said no, they won't have achievements. But that's fair enough, because especially for third-party games, they'd have to be re-engineered.
Yeah. And some of these games have just... They've let them go. They don't want to know them again. It's just the fact they've given the rights to Microsoft to re-release them. So that's quite cool. It does mean that you could probably get some decent game that you... an old game that you got rid of ages ago when you traded in all your Xbox stuff, and you thought you wouldn't play it once you got an Xbox 360, but if you were put in front of it, you'd play it all day sort of thing. The idea of having that loaded onto your hard drive... Now, I must admit, with me having an Elite, it's going to be a nice size hard drive to be able to fit something on, so I'll be able to find something nice that'll be like, ooh, I don't have to get off my ass. I can just pick up the controller, change to the channel, power it up.
That sounds like too much hassle.
Instead of having to put the disc in and go get the disc.
Oh, okay. Time-saving device. You don't have to put a disc in.
Exactly.
Good. I don't like that.
If the Xbox controller's right next to me, all I can do is change channel and press the Xbox button, it powers up like normal, and I have a little surf and see if there's anything worth downloading. Sometimes I'll play a demo, or I'll play an Xbox
arcade game.
Yeah, but now you'll be able to play an Xbox One game.
Will be.
So, I'm liking that.
Other news, Supreme Commander is coming to the Xbox 360. I'm sure we've talked about that before, though.
I remember we were talking about the expansion pack, which also is coming out in a gold edition, where you'll be able, if you do not own Supreme Commander on the PC, which you, sorry for the clip, but I had to slap hands then, because if you don't own it...
I own it. It's over there.
I own it.
We should play it, man, especially when you get your new PC, which I'm going to build for you.
Yeah.
Give me some money. About $2,000 should cover it.
When...
Yeah, you can get the new free gig Call to Duos for like 180 quid now.
Really?
I was very tempted to buy one just to stick in my machine.
I'd have to look to see if one would fit in my machine. I don't know about my motherboard.
No, it wouldn't fit in yours. You need a new motherboard.
Yeah.
But the new graphics cards are out now from ATI. I think I'm fairly pleased with them, considering the 2900 series was a bit of a letdown in that they used bucket loads of power and yet weren't any faster than the high-end GeForces. But they've released these, there's two models they've released, the 3850, which is the budget one, and the 3870, which is the budget one, which is more expensive, but it's only 160 quid. It doesn't compete with like the 400 quid GeForce 8800 Ultras, but it does, you know, it does crisis at 30 frames per second on, you know, decent resolution and quality. Plus, it uses about 80 watts less power than my current graphics card as well. So that will help save the environment a bit.
Cool. But yeah, as I was saying, they're doing a... Spatch Supreme Commander, they're doing a...
Probably about 50% faster than the 1900 XT, according to my guesstimates.
A double box set, so you can have both games at the same time. But yeah, the expansion pack...
No, we're not just talking about that, are we? You're talking about graphics card now.
We'll get back to the graphics card in a second, but they're going to be releasing... the Xbox 360 version, they have...
Yeah, let's buy the GeForce 8800 Ultra. 420 quid. 450 quid. 590 quid.
Ouch. Imagine piggybacking two of those on top.
God. 450, 410.
But yeah, I'm kind of curious whether or not the Supreme Commander on the Xbox 360 will already have the expansion pack added.
I hope so.
Yeah, otherwise that's going to be a bit of a downlet. Probably the reason why it's being
a downlet.
Yeah, an annoyance. It's going to
let down.
It's probably going to be the reason why it's taken a while to come out, because they're going to wait until they put this release out and then get it all together on the Xbox 360.
Ooh, and it comes to Company of Heroes.
Stop wanting to buy new graphics cards.
Well, the one I've got, it doesn't run Crysis very well.
These are all HD ones as well, aren't they?
What do you mean HD?
It's got HD written on it. What's that all about?
Marketing.
Oh, right.
Did you not read my blog post about the Japanese space agency using HD on everything? I'm fed up of it.
It's in high definition graphics card.
Yeah, so is my 2 megabyte flipping 12-year-old graphics card in the server.
Does it mean that you can play high definition DVDs better? That one's got HDMI output though.
So?
So at least you'd be able to HDMI...
Well, you can with DVI as well.
Okay.
Because HDMI is just DVI with audio along it as well.
Yeah.
So you plug your audio into the graphics card, then it pushes it out over HDMI. Are you talking about stuff like Supreme Commander?
I finished talking about Supreme Commander.
Quad core.
Quad core.
160 quid.
I know, I was looking at the quad cores.
I think that's 2.4 gigahertz. That's the same speed as I've got. It's just 2 extra cores, which isn't really worth it.
Right. Well, that's it for the show. Hopefully, especially by the time if we're not doing next week's show, I will have a new game to be playing.
What's that?
Probably Mario Galaxy.
What about Assassin's Creed?
I most likely be buying that as well, but...
Well, buy it. I'll play it and review it, okay?
Okay, I'm not sure if there's a demo. What new demos are out as well? I've got to.
I don't think there are any demos for Assassin's Creed,
or any new ones out at the moment. I'm gonna have to have a look.
Assassin. What's that from? Assassins. It's reminding me of shoes for some reason.
Assassin shoes. I have assassin shoes. They're Velcro, and they kill people, and they go.
Assassin shoes. Why did that ring a bell? Let's look it up.
Okay. That's the most weirdest thing we've ever looked up. Really weird shoes.
What would that be from? That's going to bug me now. Come on, brain. Talk about something for a minute.
You're going to get it for the next week's show.
No, I'll get it. Just give me a minute. I'll remember what it is.
So, yeah, I did notice.
Well, Paul's Simpsons episode. Assassins were the shoes which Ned Flanders bought, which were like $100. And Homer bought a pair of them in a doggette.
Right. You're happy now.
Yeah, look. Let's get a picture on. Or maybe not. But yeah, I'm sure it's from The Simpsons.
Okay.
That's what's triggering my memory. My neurons just like lit up. Assassins. What's that from?
Okay.
Right.
I think we're ready to call it a day.
Yep, I think we are. We will see everybody in... the next episode will be on the 2nd of December.
2nd of December. Countdown of Christmas. What do you want for Christmas? What's on your list?
I don't celebrate Christmas.
No, you don't celebrate Christmas, but do you receive Christmas presents?
Not if I had the choice.
You'd much rather not receive a present?
Yeah, give it to me the day after.
Right.
Or put it onto the 1st of January. Have New Year as like the annual gift day, okay?
Well, let's hear from you guys. Let's see, what do you want for Christmas in the sense of...
Well, I'll have some stuff. I'll tell you what I want anyway.
Games, consoles,
games, consoles. I want an Xbox 360 because mine refuses to pack up, so I can get an HDMI one.
You bought the best one ever, it'll last.
I bought like the
Uber
the
premium.
Launch machine on launch, which doesn't break down.
Where you wish you got one of mine.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we'll swap. Yeah, I've got the better TV, so it makes sense.
My TV's not that lower quality to yours.
Mine is better. Mine has 3 HDMI ports. I win.
I've only got 2.
Exactly.
So one less.
I win. Yeah, are you using HDMI on your 360?
Yes.
Good.
And a high
or else I would
DVD.
Slap you.
Of course I'm using high.
No, I'm using SCART.
I'm using SCART. I've got a HD DVD player.
Me, I just bought HD TV. I'm watching Sky on it through SCART, and it's like, wow, man. It's like, whoa, dude.
Careful now.
Anyway, we will see everybody on the 2nd of December, where we'll be doing it live again on our normal Sunday slot at 7 o'clock.
Remember, if you're with Labour and you're registered in Yeovil, vote Paul.
Yeah, vote for me.
Catch you guys next week.